There's another legal challenge seeking to halt Indiana's near-total abortion ban. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports this one, filed in Monroe County Court Thursday, says the ban violates Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act, RFRA.
RFRA says an Indiana law can't substantially burden a person's exercise of religion unless that law is driven by compelling governmental interest and is the least restrictive way to advance that interest. The ACLU of Indiana, on behalf of Hoosier Jews for Choice and five anonymous citizens from around the state, says the abortion ban doesn't meet that standard. Under the ban, abortions would only be allowed up to 20 weeks if the pregnant person's serious health or life is at risk or if there's a lethal fetal anomaly, and up to 10 weeks in cases of rape or incest. The lawsuit says the Jewish, Muslim, Unitarian Universalist, Episcopal, and pagan faiths all recognize a right to abortions that would be banned under Indiana law. And in some cases, the suit argues some faith traditions even say abortions should be performed in situations that Indiana will soon outlaw. The suit asks the courts to halt the law before it takes effect September 15th. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.